it's about time we said hello after hearing so much about you, and you're not really altogether that available to media. I know you've done, you do a radio show, and there have been other occasions, but let's see what I can do here now in trying to help the world understand. Those who may not be as familiar with your work, you don't go for altruism and charity and do good and liberal and...
No. And conservative. You might as well add it all.
You don't like the conservatives either?
No. Well, not today's conservatives.
All right. I want to help people. I want to do good for other people. What's so bad about that?
Nothing. If you do it by your own choice, and if it's not your primary aim in life, and if you don't regard it as a moral virtue, on those conditions, it's fine to help people if you want to.
Why can't I think of it as a moral virtue? I mean, can't I take some vows for myself for doing all these good things?
Because that would be cannibalism. Because that would mean that you preach altruism, which means not merely kindness, but self-sacrifice. It means that you place the welfare of others above your own. That you live for others, for the sake of helping them, and that justifies your life. That's immoral, according to my morality.
I don't understand why you have to be so harsh in your your evaluation of those people. Why call it immoral? Why don't you say it's a waste of time? Why pass judgment on me?
Because look at the state of the world today.
Yeah.
And you cannot be harsh enough on those who created it. And those who created it are the philosophers of altruism. It's those who preach self-sacrifice, selflessness, self-abnegation, all the anti-self theories, which means anti-man. All those who demand man's sacrifice, they have succeeded, and yeah. Look at the results in the world.
That's a theory or a way of life or a philosophic idea which is advanced by religions, that we should sacrifice for others.
That's right.
All right, I want to make sure I understand you, Ms. Rand. Why is it so... I'm still not quite sure why you're so harsh on those who would sacrifice for other people.
Because I look at them. Just look at them. Because they don't hesitate to sacrifice whole nations. Look at Russia. Communism is based on altruism. Look at Nazi Germany. The Nazis were more explicit than even the Russians in preaching self-sacrifice and altruism, and self-sacrifice for the state, for the folk, the people. Every dictatorship is based on altruism. Now, you can't fight it by merely saying it's a difference of opinion. It's a difference of life and death.